well, not too long ago, I was working on a ministry project, and everything seemed to be going pretty good. Then all of a sudden, an obstacle hit, a stumbling block, and I got a little bit discouraged, right? Maybe you've been there, discouragement. As I was praying, the Lord assured me that everything was going on the right track. And I realized it was the devil who's trying to stop my forward progress. So I changed my prayer focus. Now I prayed, Lord, give me the courage to overcome the enemy and continue to do your will. Yeah, there are times in my life that I get down, and there are times that I get tempted to even give up on ministry. Not on God, but on ministry and doing what I do for the Lord. That's when I put my eyes on the prize and I look forward to my eternal place in heaven, and I know I can make it through. Yeah, how do you deal with those times when Satan himself plays mind games with you? Well, you know, maybe you know what I'm talking about. The enemy will say things like, you don't have what it takes to continue on. You're not smart enough. You're not talented enough. You're not wise enough. You're not attractive enough. That's when I identify Satan and his mind games. And I just say, I know you're just trying to be a stumbling block. Get thee behind me, right? And you know what? That's when I become an overcomer.
Welcome to Rising Higher, the radio ministry sponsored by Fortress Church in San Antonio, Texas. We are located at 7760 Prue Road, between Bandera Road and Babcock Road. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:15 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. We invite you to visit our website at www.fortresschurch.org. At Fortress Church, we are all about loving God and loving people. Join us here on KDRY every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and on Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here's your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia.
Well, thank you for tuning in today. I hope you're having a fantastic beginning to a brand new week and another week to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you for tuning in. Perhaps you're tuning in on Thursday and Friday of last week. We started a new little series called Forward Progress. I hope that everything you do in your spiritual life is going forward and that there's no hiccups along the way. Well, one of the things we started talking about on Friday was got to beware of those stumbling blocks, because those stumbling blocks can stop you in your forward progress. Matthew chapter number 16 is where we're kind of reading. Let me pick that up. But before we do, I got to tell you, in about 15 minutes or so, maybe a little bit less, I'm going to be joined by Dr. Craig Evans, and he is an evangelical scholar and professor of Christian origins at Houston Baptist University. And he initiated this documentary called Fragments of Truth, and it talks about the origins of the Bible and are the manuscripts real? It's just really interesting. Anyway, there is a documentary, let me say that correctly, coming to theaters just tomorrow, and tomorrow only, and I'm going to give you some details of where you can tap into Fragments of Truth. So Dr. Craig Evans is going to be my guest in just a few moments, just for a few minutes here today on Rising Higher, to talk about this documentary coming to the theaters tomorrow and tomorrow only. All right. For right now, I want to pick up where we left off on Friday, Matthew 16, begin with verse 21. It said, "From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed on the third day and raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. 'Never, Lord,' he said, 'this shall never happen to you.' Jesus turned and said to Peter, 'Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You don't have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns.'" Well, on Friday, we started talking about how one of the goals in our life and our spiritual life should always be to move forward, that don't get stagnant in your spiritual life. And, of course, don't go backwards, right? can't do that. Paul says in Galatians 5:7, "You were running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? that kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you. In other words, who stopped your forward progress? So today we want to continue this. One of the things that we notice here in Matthew 16 is that Jesus uses the words stumbling block. As he was talking to Peter, he actually says, "Get behind me, Satan." Was Peter Satan? Well, we're learning now. No, Peter wasn't Satan, but Peter was being influenced by Satan by the words that he was saying. And so Jesus identified those words as a stumbling block to the plans of God. Yeah, stumbling blocks get in our way. So what is a stumbling block? Anyone or anything that causes hesitancy or difficulty on your spiritual journey. So on Friday, we started to identify some stumbling blocks. Number one, one stumbling block is Satan himself. That's right, because Jesus says, "Satan, get behind me." As we say in the King James, "Get thee behind me," right? Secondly, people can be a stumbling block. In this case, it was Peter who was being influenced by Satan himself. And sometimes people can be a stumbling block. Got to be careful, okay? Got to be careful who you hang around. You know, I've told you before, I like to be around people who love the Lord and have a lot of faith. Because if I find myself hanging around a negative person who's always complaining about the weather, complaining about the Spurs, I don't get along with people who complain about the Spurs, okay? negative. Then guess what? That negativity oftentimes rubs off on me, and I don't want that to happen. So that can be a stumbling block, yeah, people. Another stumbling block could be negative circumstances. Well, you know, you and I both know life happens, difficulties hit us, and if we allow that to take root about, well, why did this happen? I'm discouraged. Well, those are stumbling blocks. Got to be careful about that. Then we talked about the stumbling block of lack of commitment. If we're not committed to really pursuing that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, then that's going to be a stumbling block to us. And then we, one more that we covered the other day on Friday was bad attitude. Sometimes people just simply have a bad attitude. Yeah. Okay, so let's pick up. But what other stumbling blocks can we identify that hinder our spiritual forward progress? Another one is the world. Because as we continue to read here in Matthew 16, now let's look at verse 26. Here's what Jesus says. He says, "What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul?" So Jesus is properly identifying a whole lot of stumbling blocks. And here he says, yeah, well, what's it going to gain you if you get the whole world? You know, is it really worth it? Is it really worth the things of this world that you're going to lose your soul? Yeah, the things of this world can definitely be a stumbling block because, can we be honest, the things of this world are often enticing to everyone, whether we're believers or non-believers. But here's a great life lesson. I want you to remember this. The world and its pleasures can be enticing and alluring, but it always leaves you empty and void. John says this. Let me read from 1 John 2:15. He addresses this very issue of the world being a stumbling block. He says, 1 John 2:15, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them." Wow. In other words, he's saying you got to make a choice, right? And then he continues to say in verse 16, "For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever." Amen. I want to be one of those who lives forever. This is a great principle here. So if you deal with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, three great examples of the things of this world, John is very clear here in 1 John 2:16. It's not from God. It's from the world. You got to make a decision, right? And if you continue to follow the things of this world, you're going to find yourself out of eternal life. But the choice is yours. The choice is yours. Here's another stumbling block. Doubt. So the last part Verse 26 here in Matthew 16, Jesus says, or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? Now, to me, I interpret that as a doubt, because there's a lot of times that people just begin to doubt. They doubt life. They doubt God. They doubt their purpose. Oh, and sometimes it can really bring us down. Yeah, I can remember when God called Moses in the burning bush, and Moses had a whole lot of doubt. God, me, Lord, me? Are you sure you got the right person, Lord? I stutter. I'm not gifted. And he had a whole lot of doubt. But God wanted to instill in him a whole lot of faith. You see, doubt says, I see the obstacles. Faith says, I see the way. Doubt says, I see the darkness of night. Faith says, I see the light of day. Doubt says, I'm scared to take a step. Faith says, I dare to soar. Doubt says, I can't do it. Faith says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Doubt says, I give up. Faith says, with God, all things are possible. Amen. Now, let me just give you one more example of a stumbling block that Jesus uses. I'm talking about all these stumbling blocks Jesus mentions here in Matthew 16, from verses 21 all the way to verse 27. And this last one I want to share with you, I call it failing to look ahead. That is a big stumbling block. When you don't have vision, when you fail to look ahead, maybe you're looking behind. That can be a stumbling block. You know, have you ever been, what I notice is toddlers, when they're walking, sometimes they're not looking ahead and they bump into things. Yeah, they're looking behind. They're looking to the left, looking to the right. They're sidetracked. I think you know what I'm talking about. And because they're not looking ahead when they're walking, boom, they hit something. And it's not a good thing, right? And so sometimes you and I, as spiritual toddlers walking around the road of life, we fail to look ahead. We're looking this way and this other way. We're looking behind us, and boom, we hit an obstacle that we didn't see when really it was right in front of us. We should have seen it. Jesus says this in Matthew 16, 27, for the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and he will reward each person according to what they have done. Jesus says, guys, look ahead. You got to look at the promise that is waiting for you. And if you fail to look ahead to the eternal life that you have with me, you're going to get discouraged, okay? So if you fail to look ahead, that can be a big stumbling block. Don't forget, Paul says, I press on toward the prize to which God called me heavenward. I press on. You got to make forward progress. So right here in verse 27 of Matthew 16, Jesus makes reference to his second coming. Are you ready for that? Are you looking forward to that? Oh, man, I am definitely. So I'm headed in the direction of what? Eternal life with Christ Jesus. So I ask you the question, are you making forward progress? Not too long ago, I was working on a ministry project, and everything seemed to be going okay. And then an obstacle hit, a stumbling block, as I like to say. And I got a bit discouraged. I'm just being honest with you. And I was praying. As I was praying, the Lord assured me that, you know what, everything's going to be all right. And I realized that what I was dealing with was the devil trying to step in and hinder my forward progress. I realized that it was the devil himself. So I changed my prayer focus when I realized that it was just this is just a stumbling block. And instead of falling into the trap of discouragement and disappointment, I now begin to pray, Lord, give me the courage to overcome the enemy, to overcome the stumbling block, and continue to do your will. Yeah, and that's when I learned stumbling blocks are what you climb on. And it took me to another level. There are times that life gets me down and I feel like giving up. That's when I put my eyes on the prize and I look forward to the eternal place in heaven that is waiting for me. Has my name on that chair at the table of the marriage supper of the Lamb. There are many times that Satan himself steps in. And you know what he does to me? Maybe he does to you as well. He plays mind games with me. And he says things like, you don't have what it takes to continue in ministry. You're not smart enough. You're not talented enough. You're not wise enough. You're not attractive enough. And that's when I identify Satan and his mind games as a stumbling block. And that's when I purpose to overcome That's when I become an overcomer. So how do you respond when life puts those stumbling blocks in our way? Well, remember, stumbling blocks are what you climb on, and you can continue to make forward progress. When things don't go well, when we have to face those stumbling blocks, let's learn some lessons. We can overcome. Yes, we can, in the name of Jesus, and we can be overcomers based on what the promises of God that he gives us. Oh, these are some great lessons from Matthew 16. Maybe you're dealing with a stumbling block. Once again, it could be doubt. It could be fear. It could be Satan himself. It could be a person. It could be lack of commitment. Any of those things that Jesus mentions in Matthew 16. Well, let's overcome. Are you ready? Let's do it together. Let's overcome all those stumbling blocks, right? All right, I want to thank you for tuning in to Rise and I. We're going to take a quick break. And actually, in just a few moments, as I told you before, I'm going to have a special guest just for a few moments here today. Our special guest is Dr. Craig Evans. And Dr. Evans was the spearhead behind a great documentary called Fragments of Truth. And we're going to talk to him. He actually serves as a professor of Christian origins from Houston Baptist University. And all across America, tomorrow and tomorrow only, there's a documentary hitting the theaters. In fact, here in San Antonio, there's about 5 theaters that it's hitting. And I'm going to give you a few more details in just a few moments, how you can get your tickets on fathomevents.com. And we're going to talk to Dr. Craig Evans. What is this documentary all about? The origins of the Bible, the original manuscripts, are they authentic? Are they really for real? Yeah, can we trust them? We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes with Dr. Craig Evans. Thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher, brought to you by Fortress Church. We are located in the northwest area of San Antonio at 7760 Prue Road between Babcock and Bandera Road. If you're looking for a home church, come on by and check us out. We gather together for worship on Sundays at 9:15 and 11 o'clock. And feel free to check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org. Once again, fortresschurch.org. Thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher. And we're just going to have a great time with the Lord. In just a minute, I'll be joined by Dr. Craig Evans. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher.
Hi, this is Matthew West. I hope you're encouraged today to go all in. Make the most of the moments that God has given you. May you reach the end and hear him say, well done. Thank you for listening to Randy Garcia here on Rising Higher. Words can't describe the way it
feels. When mercy... Dr. Craig Evans is joining us for a few minutes today. Did you direct this documentary, Fragments of Truth? Is that correct?
Well, no, I created it, and I took a lead in developing it, you know, identifying the manuscripts we should see, where they are, the scholars we should interview. But a chap named Reuben Evans, who's no relationship to me, he was the director. Faith Life Films in Bellingham, Washington, they produced it. And I'm not on their staff. As you mentioned, I'm on the faculty of Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. So I've done work for them before. I've made films. I've taught courses before with Faith Life. So there's a long history there. We've known each other for years. And it was a couple of years ago I suggested we need to make this film because of the ignorance that's out and about, the excessive claims that have been made. We need to educate the public.
The name of this documentary is Fragments of Truth. And our guest today is Dr. Craig Evans. And one of the things I've noticed is that this documentary answers a number of great questions. For example, can we trust the Bible? Let's just start right there, Dr. Evans. Tell me about how Fragments of Truth documentary addresses that very important question. Can we trust the Bible?
Yeah, and I think that's the bottom line. Yes, we can trust the Bible. The scholars, the scribes who made the copies were competent. They knew what they were doing. we have the evidence. We have them. We have multiple copies from antiquity. We can compare them, and we can see that they knew what they were doing. Also, we've learned about the scribes of antiquity just from many, many other documents that have nothing to do with the Bible, documents that have been recovered from antiquity in the dry sands of Egypt. And we realize, wait a minute, these are professional scribes that made these copies. They're not theologians. They're not people who are trying to change the text and improve on it or something like that. They're scribes who are paid to copy accurately. They're not supposed to be innovative or creative. In fact, many of these scribes weren't Christians at all. They were just pagans who were professional scribes. They had no motivation at all for changing the text. And that becomes clear. And that's when we realize, oh, okay, all this stuff about deliberate changes and so on, that's a lot of baloney. That is not what happened.
In our day and time, there's so many people that are searching for truth, and they're wondering things about the Bible. Can we trust the Bible, which you just addressed, or other questions about the authenticity of the Word of God? To you, who you've done a whole lot of research on this, do you see just a generation that is looking for the truth about the Bible? Or maybe we can go over a step further, and another question that you address in this documentary is Jesus misquoted in Scripture? Let's talk about that for a moment.
If he's been misquoted in Scripture, I don't know where that is. Mm-hmm. You know, to say he's been misquoted, you wonder then how do so many people get it wrong?
Right.
You have four Gospels, three of them, the synoptics are very close together, and Jesus seems to be speaking in lockstep. You know, the portraits are slightly different because the three synoptic writers, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, have different mm-hmm. agendas, and so one emphasizes Jesus's concern for the poor and use of money. Another one emphasizes how Jesus interprets the law of Moses. So yeah, you get those kinds of differences in emphases, yet it's the same Jesus. And the thing for me that persuades me that the New Testament Gospels get it right is because they don't seem to ever get it wrong. We can compare it to the archaeological evidence. If the Gospel writers were writing fiction, and just making up stuff, having Jesus do things he didn't do, say things he didn't say, go places that he didn't go to, you would find out, because there would be a lack of correlation with the archaeological evidence. There'd be a lack of correlation with the topography, the land of Israel. And you don't have that. Instead, archaeologists, and that means even Jewish archaeologists who are not Christians, who right. don't have any, you might say, dog in the fight, they use Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all the time in doing their archaeology. Why? Because they find that they're accurate.
That's right.
Fiction isn't accurate, but truth is, and so they use the gospel. So for me, that answers the question when somebody says, well, you know, how do you know that, you know, they got it right and that sort of thing.
All right. Dr. Craig Evans is joining us today. And once again, he serves as evangelical scholar and professor of Christian origins at Houston Baptist University. And today we're talking about a very special documentary that he spearheaded called Fragments of Truth, coming to San Antonio tomorrow and tomorrow only. Let me just throw out a few movie theaters. It's going to be shown at tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Cielo Vista there on Loop 410 and Ingram at Huebner Oaks on I-10 and Huebner Road, and then Embassy 14 on 281 and Bitters area, and then even the Silverado on 1604 and Bandera, and a few more. You can get information at fathomevents.com, fathomevents.com, and just search for Fragments of Truth. It's going to be worth your while. What can we expect when we see this documentary, Dr. Evans?
Well, you're going to see beautiful film work. You're going to see up-close pictures of the manuscripts themselves. I mean, you'll be mm-hmm. able to see the fibers and the ink, you know, resting on those fibers. It's just amazing photographer. It's also very beautiful places, Oxford, Cambridge, Geneva, Switzerland, my goodness. And, of course, Rome and the Vatican. We'll be inside the Apostolic Vatican Library, which that's not easy to get into. you're going to see some of the best scholars in the world talking about what we're doing and the manuscripts. So it'll be very educational, and it's very entertaining, too. Boy, I learned a lot of things, and I think our viewers will just learn tons of good stuff. And it'll answer the nonsense that's out there in the popular culture, the Dan Brown kind of stuff. That says the text has been, you know, changed, mutilated, corrupted, who knows what it, you know, originally said. That kind of stuff will be refuted.
Once again, Fragments of Truth is the name of this great documentary coming to San Antonio one night only at a number of movie theaters, 7 p.m. tomorrow evening, April the 24th. Dr. Evans, one of the questions that people often have on their minds, and maybe you address it in this documentary, has Scripture changed over the centuries?
No, it hasn't. That's, of course, that's all the whole point of this thing. Mm-hmm. This documents, the evidence documents that the text hasn't changed. The text is studied. Opinions about it may change. Interpretations may change. But the text itself stays the same. And these ancient manuscripts are demonstration of that.
We have the solid evidence about the Word of God. So after all your research, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, the Word of God is indeed the Word of God. Are we in agreement, Dr. Evans?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us. Fragments of Truth is the name of the documentary coming to theaters tomorrow only at 7 p.m. That's Tuesday, April the 24th, 7 p.m. You can go to fathomevents.com and just search for Fragments of Truth, and you can find a number of movie theaters that it's going to be at. I'm looking forward to it, Dr. Evans. Thank you so much for the time and the effort that you put into this research, and I know it will bring forth much fruit. Thank you, Dr. Evans. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher today, brought to you by Fortress Church. Feel free to check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org. Tomorrow we continue our sermon series here, Forward Progress. Do you realize that God has called you forward? But so many things try to stop our spiritual progression. As Paul says in Philippians 3, I press on. Well, you know, sometimes it's not easy to press on, right? Hopefully you can join us tomorrow at 5:30 right here every Monday through Friday for Rising Higher. And don't forget, if you want to tap into our daily podcast, here's our podcast website, risinghigher.org. There you can find the podcast of today's program and others as well in recent days here on the programs of Rising Higher. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher, brought to you by Fortress Church. Be blessed.